This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. A restaurant in Pacific Grove is trying to continue service while its general manager remains in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
Juan Carlos Portillo Contreras of Seaside has managed Liz and Kelvin Jacobs' restaurant, Wildfish, for the past 5 years. He has permission to work while waiting on his asylum claim, but was taken into ICE custody on June 4th and then transported to a facility in El Paso, Texas.
I just can't believe that he's gone from being surrounded by love and people who care about him to being in a situation where people are treating him so brutally.
Jacobs says his wife has received sporadic calls from him and that he and other detainees have gone without food for 36 hours and been deprived of showers and medicine. Monterey County Supervisor Kate Daniels mentioned his treatment at a Board of Supervisors meeting this week.
The treatment this person has had since they've been in custody, and in particular the transport to another state, cruelty is clearly the objective.
Daniels and other area leaders are trying to support many local residents dealing with ICE activity. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
And in a show of regional solidarity, elected officials and local leaders from Monterey, Santa Cruz, and San Benito counties held a press conference yesterday to show their support for immigrants. Ken Dongersloot from the Monterey County Hospitality Association said immigrants are the backbone of local businesses.
They're outstanding citizens of our community, and they should not have to live in fear.
Local labor leader Olivia Navarro added the value immigrants provide to their communities comes from their basic humanity more so than their economic contributions. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.